My name is Josh Holmes, and I'm very excited to be here today because this is actually my first event in Ireland as an employee of Microsoft Ireland. So I landed yesterday, so this is also Adventures in Jet Lag. Yesterday I landed, and I am now working with Will and Dave Northey and Inda and some other people here. We make up the Microsoft Ireland evangelism team. So very excited to be here for my first event. This was scheduled to happen about 2 weeks after I landed, and then snow happened in the U.S., and that shut down all the airports, and I got stranded in various hotels in Chicago and other cities. And anyways, but point is, I'm here, and I'm excited. Hopefully you guys are as well. So we're here to talk about your web development, and it's your web, and we're talking about Web Matrix in particular. It's a great tool that we're going to be talking about today. The hashtag is Web Matrix IE, the IE that part there signifying that you're here, right? Some people smiled at that. Other people are like, what? So I would assume that, you know where that is, so IE. Okay. So 500 years ago, very smart man, Leonardo da Vinci, said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And that's really what we're here to talk about, is simplifying the way that you get to do web development on the Microsoft web platform, okay? And in ice cream, there's a bunch of different flavors of ice cream, okay? There's chocolate, there's vanilla, there's strawberry. My personal favorite is Moose Tracks or Rocky Road. Both of those have got like chocolate and caramel chunks in them. They're fantastic flavors of ice cream. But just like ice cream, there's many flavors of web development in ASP.NET and in PHP on the Microsoft web platform. Okay, so today in the ASP.NET world, we're going to talk about three different flavors, and then we'll also bring up Ryan Osmick from Joomla to talk about PHP as well on the Microsoft web platform. So the three flavors we want to talk about are ASP.NET Web Pages. Now these are new, okay, but these are very simple, very fast, very light, designed to answer a particular problem or solve a particular problem very quickly and very easily. Okay, we'll demo some of these, and you'll get to see some of these in action here very shortly. ASP.NET Web Forms. Okay, these have got a 10-year history. If you've been doing any ASP.NET development, you've probably done ASP.NET Web Forms. These 10 years old, they were designed to help bring desktop developers over to the web development paradigm with a very simple and familiar, very productive kind of way of getting work done. And then, of course, ASP.NET MVC framework, which is a very powerful, very flexible, very agile way of doing development that's based on a strong architectural principle of the model view controller for the for MVC framework. Okay. So we also have a couple of different development tools. And these development tools, there's two of them that we want to talk about primarily today. The two that we want to talk about are Web Matrix, which we're going to show and demo quite a bit, and then also Visual Studio. Okay, Web Matrix is very fast, very simple, very light. It's designed to support both ASP.NET and PHP. Okay, and you'll get to see a couple of different projects being built with Web Matrix. You know, one with .NET Nuke, getting to show off its great abilities with ASP.NET and with C#. And you'll also get to see one building with PHP and with Joomla, okay, and actually showing that in that code editor and running on the Microsoft web platform. And then, of course, there is Visual Studio, our flagship development product, which really allows you to go all the way from architecture through the testing and development phase on into the whole life cycle of your product management, into the QA and so on. So these tools are going to allow you to develop very quickly, very simply, very easily for ASP.NET and for PHP. But Web Matrix, this is the tool we're here to talk about mostly today, is really designed to help you create and customize and publish websites very quickly and very efficiently. There's three parts that you're going to see with Web Matrix. Okay, the first part, the most obvious part, is the development tool itself. Okay, and that is called Web Matrix. Underneath that is IIS Express, which is a very lightweight web server, but it has all the functionality of IIS 7. Okay, so by lightweight, very small, it's 10 meg. 10 meg as a download allows you to have all the power and flexibility of IIS-7 with the security and robustness of being able to be on your development box without all the IT people in the room freaking out. Because it runs in your process as you, so you don't have to be an administrator in order to attach to it and to debug with it and to work with it. It also accepts calls from your machine. So it's not opening up a big attack surface for everybody else in the world to attach to your machine and attack it. And the third part is a lightweight SQL Server database. Okay, so this is SQL Server Compact Edition. And this is a file-based database that, again, runs in your process because it actually loads as a DLL. So it loads up inside of your process and runs inside of your application. And when you shut down your application, SQL Server goes away, which means, again, you're not opening the attack surface on your development box to get your work done. But you can also deploy these files out to your web server and actually run that in production. And then eventually, when you need to grow up your application into having reporting services and other things, you can do that with the exact same SQL syntax, the exact same ORMs, etc. You just change your connection string, and life is good, and you get to switch from SQL Server Compact Edition, that file-based, very lightweight database, to full SQL Server or even into SQL Azure. Okay. So, WebMatrix, I like to talk about it, talking about the scenarios in which you're going to use it. Okay, so there's three kind of scenarios that are common. The first is creating something from scratch. So I have a new problem that I need to go tackle that is unique to my company or unique to me, and I'm going to go attack that by creating something from scratch. And, of course, you can do that with WebMatrix. The second scenario is you have existing content, whether you've gotten that from a network share or whether somebody emailed it to you or you've gotten a great template from, say, templatemonster.com or something like that. And, of course, you can use that content with WebMatrix as well. And the third one, and this is one that I get very excited about personally, is starting with one of the many existing great open source applications that are out there in the world. Okay, and by open source applications, these range from both ASP.NET to PHP. So you have, on the one hand, you've got .NET Nuke, you've got Embraco, you've got Orchard, you've got great projects on that side. On the other side, you've got great projects such as Joomla or WordPress or Drupal. And you're able to use any of these as your starting point and get up and customize and publish very quickly and very simply. Now, on ASP.NET, regardless of which of the three flavors of web development you start with, we're making that simpler too by introducing a new syntax called Razor. Now, Razor allows you to flow very, very quickly and very seamlessly between HTML and your code. Just drop that at sign in your HTML and start coding away. And the parser will do all the rest of the work to figure out where your code starts and stops and where your HTML starts and stops. So you don't have to think about that opening and closing and all the other nastiness that goes with that. It saves you a bunch of extra keystrokes and allows you to focus on the essence of what you're trying to get done rather than the ceremony that the parser and the compiler need to sustain themselves. So that simple at sign right there is a very, very powerful thing with Razor, the new very powerful view engine. Now, this is available in both ASP.NET MVC framework as well as in ASP.NET web pages. And we're going to see that in both sides of the demo here. So we've extended Razor to a new concept we have called helpers. And helpers, again, use that very simple syntax of that at sign and drop in bits of functionality that you didn't even have to write right into your application. And we'll see some of these in action here in a few minutes. But if you want to drop a Facebook like button, rather than going and learning all the Facebook APIs, you type that handful of characters there and you're ready to go. Or let's say you want to go beyond just social media kind of things and want to extend into e-commerce. Again, you can use a helper to get that done. And with the PayPal helper here, and somebody's going to pay me a lot of money, which makes me very happy. But if you want to go beyond those e-commerce and social media sites, there's a lot of other helpers that are coming online as well. There's obviously social media. There's obviously PayPal, etc. But we also have ways to help you build your applications and your sites, you know, with Template Monster, with Woofoo, the form builder, with Get Satisfaction to help you interact with your users and user voice, okay? Or geolocation services with Foursquare, or event management with Eventbrite, okay? And if you don't see one that that is exactly what you need, you can go beyond those and anything that hits the Open Data Protocol, okay, or OData. There's a foundational helper here that a lot of the rest of these are actually using and building on called the Open Data Protocol Helper. Or you can even store your data out in the cloud with Windows Azure and its helpers. Here, built in very simply and very easily for you in these helpers. Okay. So I believe that showing is better than telling. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step out here real quickly, and I'm going to show you building an application with WebMatrix. So WebMatrix comes up, and this is the landing page that you're always going to get. And you have My Sites, Sites from Web Gallery, Sites from a Template, which we're going to do here in a minute, and Sites from a Folder. So again, built very much around great scenarios for you to build your application. So I'm going to start with a template, and we have an empty site, a starter site, a bakery, a photo gallery, or a calendar. We're going to start with the bakery here. Oops. So we're just going to call that the Dublin Bakery. That creates from a template. And this is our central landing page, start page, dashboards, if you will, for the rest of our application. So if I just click here, the little link there, that's localhost :10973, because it's giving me a custom port number because it's running IIS7 in my process, IIS7 Express in my process, and so it gives me a custom port number that only I'm able to talk to. And this is what we get out of the box with that bakery template. And we can click through order now, and we can enter in a little bit of information here, and we'll say here. We place our order, and it asks me to set up mail and so on and so forth. We don't have that done yet. But we can start with this little kind of simple e-commerce site and get started. Now, what I want to do is I want to glance around some of the rest of the functionality here within WebMatrix. So if I go to the requests, this I actually found very interesting because this gives me some great information about what I have actually done when I loaded my page up, what pages were requested, what the statuses were, how long it took. And so very simply, I can see if I've got bottlenecks or issues of any sort. I can also go to my files here. And in my files, I've got package data, I've got bins, I've got images, I've got styles. And I can open up my cascading style sheet there and make edits right here within the tool. I can also go to my database. And here is my database. Bakery.sdf. Okay, and that is the very simple little lightweight database that I got with SQL Server Compact Edition. And if I open that up, I've got one table called products. And here is products. I've got an ID, I've got name, I've got description, price, and name. Okay, so I'm going to right here go back to. I want to close that and click on products. Here's my new column. Go to the definition. So here's my definition for the table. Create a new column. We're going to call this, let's see, what should we call this? Count. Okay, how many do we have? And we're going to allow nulls is no. Default value is going to be 0. And is it a primary key? No. Save that. Open it up here in this view here where we have the table, and you can see we have zeros all the way down. So I'm going to say, a couple of these have got some product, but the chocolate cake does not. Okay? So if I close that, and now come back over, and I'm going to run again. Now notice it didn't actually do anything just yet. I need to add that functionality. That's fine. So if I go back to files, go to my, orders right here. Okay, so I go to orders page, and you see the at sign here. We've got at, open curly, and a bit of functionality here at the top. And then it just switches into HTML. So there's a number of little things right here. So we have a span, and then we have an at, and we're just going to format a string here with the product price. Okay? So if I do that exact same thing down below, actually, I'll just go ahead and copy that whole line right there. And we'll say here, product, not instead of price, we're just going to say count. Refresh this real briefly. So now we have 000. That's actually not what I wanted because I wanted, let's see. There we are. And we need a little break right there. So now we have 0 in stock. Should probably go ahead and add that in stock. All right, so that's in stock. Now, the other thing I want to do, though, is I want to not let somebody order one if we don't have any. Okay? Because right now, even though we've got 0 in stock, we can still place an order and try to place that order. So instead, what I want to do is I'm going to put an at sign there and say if product.count equals 0. So if we don't have any, we're going to do something and then else. Okay? And so here we'll say, I'm going to put a little span. And we're just going to say, Ryan already ate these. Make sense? All right. So now if I refresh, Ryan already ate these, and so I'm not able to order it. If I go back, back to here, try to order these, I can place an order. Go back to my chocolate cake, and Ryan's already eaten all of my chocolate cakes. I like chocolate cake, Brian. Why'd you eat all of my chocolate cake? Okay. So that is using this Razor syntax very simply and easily to drop in HTML and code into the same file there. But I want to go further than that. I want to start adding some other functionality here. So there's a great little page that's hidden off of each one of these pages that we're creating with WebMatrix called the admin page. And when you come here for the first time, it's going to require that you make a change for your password. So I'm going to change this password real quickly. And then I'm going to create this. And the next thing it does is it says, just anybody could have hit this page and created a password. So instead, I'm going to require that we know that you have physical access to the box. Okay, so what it does is it requires for me to go into documents here, and there's my Dublin Bakery, and under app data, admin, there's a password file that's got this underscore on the front. I remove that underscore, and then I refresh that page, and it has me log in for the first time. Oops. Hello? I am online, right? Oh, there it goes. Okay, it came back. Okay, so this gets me to the admin page. The admin page here is pretty awesome and pretty powerful. You'll see it in action a little bit as we go forward. But what I've got here is the package manager. So I mentioned helpers earlier, which are going to allow me to drop in functionality that I didn't have to write into my application very simply, very quickly, using that same Razor syntax. So let's go see what some of these look like. So if I go to, instead of on installed, so these are the ones that are installed by default. If I go to online, and I search those, there we are. So here is a list of some of the helpers that are already up and around. And these are open source. You can go download a lot of these and play with the code yourself, or you can contribute to these libraries yourself if you have things that you want to do. So I'm going to click install, and for some reason, why is that being a pain? All right, so let's... Why is... Am I not online? I'm not online. That would be why. Now online. Let's try this one more time here. Okay. Install. Yes, install. Fantastic. It was successfully installed. All right, so I come back over to here to WebMatrix. And there's nothing that I can see changed yet, but if I refresh right here, notice there's a new Facebook folder here. If I go into there, there is a docs start here, a reference, and some content. So if I right-click there, and I'm going to launch that in a browser, you can see here some little helpers and get started stuff. So I can see they've got a like button, an activity button, recommendations, login button, FacePile, comments, live stream, etc. And then here is the functionality. Okay? And I've got some little samples of that, and I can go ahead and get started. But I already know what I want to do here, so we're going to come right up here to this one, and we're going to put a little break. And then I'm going to put a at I believe it's just lowercase. Like button. And I save that. And let's go run this page again from here. So if I go into order bread, there is my Facebook like button. Very quickly and very simply. Questions about that? Is that cool? There is some lightweight IntelliSense, not for all the helpers. Okay, so that is, the question was, is there IntelliSense? And the answer is, in some places, there's HTML IntelliSense and that type of thing, but not for all the helpers and some of the Razor syntax. The tool is a little bit slimmer and lightweight than that. Those are definitely things, though, that are on the docket for looking at next time for a V2. Okay? Good, great question. Yes? Yes. Yeah, the picture of the cakes, the question was, the picture of the cakes, are they with the packet and so on? So all of this, all that you're seeing here is actually out of the template. Okay, and so the template, very much like Visual Studio templates, comes complete with HTML, with code, with a folder structure, with your admin page, et cetera. And so you can create your own custom templates for your company and for your consulting business, if you will, et cetera, and use those as you're getting started instead of these templates. So the helpers, where did those come from? The helpers, those come from a great little portal here. Let me come back to, they're actually coming out of a feed that is hosted on a Microsoft property. Okay, and so the WebMatrix templates here by default hit that feed for the package manager when you go to online. If I need to, I can look up the exact location of that feed during the break. All right. Great questions. Okay. All right. So, very quickly and very simply, we have put together a small little site here, mostly from a template, but we've added in a little bit of functionality using the Razor syntax and the ability to place orders or not place orders based on count. We manage the database from within WebMatrix itself and added columns and added data right here within WebMatrix. And then we leveraged a helper here, the Facebook like button. So overall, I think that's pretty fun and pretty simple to get done. Okay? All right. Coming back to here. So just built an application from scratch using WebMatrix. However, One of the things that I talked about earlier is that we can start with one of the great existing open source packages that are out there. And there's a lot of great ones that are out there in the gallery. There's close to 40 packages that are in the gallery that cover everything from e-commerce to simple blogging solutions to full content management solutions over to just like picture galleries and that type of thing. But we've got close to 40 applications in the gallery that are able to that you're able to use to get started. And these are going to solve 80 to 90% of your business problem, and then you carry it the other, you know, the rest of the way home to customize it for your customer or for your company or for your own needs in order to get it going. Now, the Microsoft Web Application Gallery has actually been up for close to a year and a half, and you've been able to install these applications through the Microsoft Web Platform Installer. And the Microsoft Web Platform Installer, we've actually had 2.5 million downloads and installs done through the application installer, which I think is pretty awesome and pretty cool.